Media Access Australia, inclusion through technology.
Media Access Australia has recently released a research paper on the need for commercial services and governments to incorporate accessibility for people with disabilities into their cloud services. Dr. Scott Hollier is here to tell us how consumers can benefit from the adoption of cloud services in their lives. Welcome, Scott.
Thanks, Roberta. It's great to be back again.
Now, what is the cloud, please?
The cloud, it varies a little bit depending whether you're looking at the business cloud or the consumer cloud. But basically, the cloud is another word for the internet, and we essentially look at the cloud in terms of storing things on the internet or maybe how we networking and things along those lines. So we've got software that we can use like Google Docs, which is like using a word processor online instead of on our own computers. And we have the ability to store things on the cloud and like our files. And there's also for business infrastructure, so looking at ways you can scale up your network and also develop things in the cloud. So the cloud offers a lot of different things, but for consumers, we're mainly talking about storage and we're talking mainly about using software that's based online.
So what are the benefits of the cloud to people who are blind or vision impaired?
Well, there are quite a few benefits, and looking at the business case first, one of the reasons why business are very interested in the cloud is because it adds to workplace flexibility. So by putting your file servers and putting all sorts of data into the cloud, it means that you can basically access that anywhere, anytime. And from a person with a disability's point of view, this is a really helpful benefit because for, say, a blind person using a screen reader, you could set up your home computer, you could set it up with exactly the technology you need, and then all the things that relate to the work you're doing are stored in the cloud so you can use the technology you need wherever you go, anywhere, anytime. And so this is really the exciting promise of the cloud, that potentially in terms of employment, in terms of being able to use the devices that we like with the preferences we like, that we could do that anywhere, anytime, which is a really exciting idea.
So Scott, which companies are working on making the cloud accessible?
Well, at the moment, the cloud white paper that I've just finished and has been published, we looked across different cloud services, those provided by Microsoft, Apple, Google, and also Dropbox, which is a very popular cloud storage program. And what we found was really interesting in that, in terms of the accessibility of the cloud, it varies a bit from platform to platform. But what was interesting is that Microsoft actually have some disability-specific benefits. So, for example, if I set up my screen magnifier on Windows 8 or 8.1, and I then log into another Windows 8 or 8.1 device, let's say I have my work computer and home computer running the same Windows. When I set up my magnifier and high contrast on one computer, it's instantly set up on the other computer. And so this is a really exciting thing about cloud, that thanks to that initiative by Microsoft, set up your accessibility preferences once, and then they end up on all the devices you're using. So it's nice to see that even already in this very early stage of cloud adoption that we're seeing some of the big companies taking notice and doing some great things.
So, big question, what does the future hold for the cloud?
That is a good question. There's an initiative that we talked about in the cloud white paper called GPII, and that's the Global Public Inclusive Infrastructure. And what this basically means is it looks at the idea that in the future, where whatever device you're using and wherever you go, it'll automatically set up the accessibility tools that you need. So, for example, if you go to a train station and you go to a ticket machine, as a vision impaired person, it would pull my preferences off the cloud and would then go, okay, let's set up your screen reader and high contrast and magnifier. But if someone with a different disability came to that same machine, it would set up the preferences differently. Now, this is a really exciting initiative, and it basically means whether you're accessing things through a TV or a ticket machine or your work computer or an iPad, the way you like to use things, that profile follows you around wherever you go. So the benefits of that are tremendous in terms of overcoming accessibility. The downside is, though, that there may be some privacy and security implications, and maybe people with disabilities don't entirely trust putting their personal details about their disability out on the cloud. So while there is tremendous benefit, there's still a ways to go in terms of how that could be implemented.
Well, I'm sure we'll talk about that particular part of the cloud in a later program. For more information on the accessibility of cloud computing and to download Dr. Scott's white paper, visit the Media Access Australia website, mediaaccess.org.au, or you can call the office with any questions on 0292 126242. Thank you for all of that today, Scott.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with Dr. Scott Hollier from Media Access Australia, and Media Access Australia are supporters of this program.